As expected, Delta Airlines and American Airlines have now followed suit, raising bag fees by $5 to now $30 a bag for all of those airlines. Brian Summers, aviation business editor for Skift.com, predicted this would happen, and Brian is with us this morning via Skype from Los Angeles, as he is every Friday here on The Opening Bell. Brian, let's begin with that. You definitely called this.
It has, Steve. You've really put me on the spot the last couple of weeks because you've been asking me what other airlines, if any, would follow JetBlue and United and raise their fee for a first check bag to $30. This took a little bit longer than I expected. I expected American and Delta to follow pretty quickly. That hadn't happened. The dominoes have fallen. It often happens like this in the airline industry, and it looks like $30 for a first check bag is the new normal.
Let me play devil's advocate with you here on this, because I know that you've actually said in our recent conversations that airlines are not supposed to collude to fix these prices or whatever, but it kind of feels like that's what's happening. Explain how this works.
Well, certainly airlines cannot talk to each other. They cannot signal about future pricing. The Justice Department would get involved. But this is just old-fashioned price matching. One airline comes out and says, we want to raise our fees to $30, and the next one does, and the next one does. And, this happens in all types of commerce. People take airlines a little bit more seriously, but your competitor is charging a little bit more than you. You think that you can get away with matching their prices and not anger any customers, and so you do it. You can call it a cash grab or you can call it good business, but I don't think anybody, certainly any investor, would be surprised that an airline would be doing this.
Yeah. The other story that a lot of people are talking about here in Chicago is United Airlines announcing a new boarding process. Tell us what's going on here.
This one is kind of funny, Steve. Look, I think every airline every few years has to reinvent the boarding process in some way or another. So this week, it's United's turn. They've come up with a bit of a back-to-the-future idea. People who fly, who have flown United, know that they had basically corrals for passengers, groups 1 through 5, and you would line up. People might line up in their corral an hour before the flight. There's really no purpose for that, but folks would see other people in line, and so they'd get up there and they'd stand in line thinking that they had to. So United said, look, this makes no sense. How about we just have people stay seated, and then, like other airlines, we'll call your group, we'll call group 4, and you won't stand until we call group 4. This probably works in theory, but you know how people are at airports and gate areas? Everybody's nervous. People want to stand. People want to crowd the area. And I know that we spend a lot of time on this program, maybe blaming airlines, but I do think that part of the problem with the boarding process is human behavior and not an airline issue.
People don't like change at all in a lot of cases. What do you think they're going to say about this? Do you think they'll give this some time to work or no?
You know, this idea is as good as any from United. I don't think it's too groundbreaking. Lots of airlines have a similar boarding process as United is implementing. I think passengers will get used to it relatively quickly. But this idea that you're going to get everybody to sit until their group is called, that's just tough to do. Humans don't like to do that. Everybody wants to get on board as quickly as possible to stow that bag.
Brian, I know the United has made a big deal about having saying that if you have the mobile app, the airline's mobile app, they're going to send push notifications about boarding to that as well. It seems like that should have been in place already, but is that going to be a big deal, a big part of this?
Yeah, it should help a little bit. One of the problems that lots of passengers have at an airport is uncertainty, right? We all want to know what's coming, what time is boarding, when do I need to get to the gate? And people like me, like I'm a professional, I know exactly when boarding is going to start. And I become calmer at an airport because I know what to expect at every step of the way. And I think like simple things like a push notification, hey, your flight is boarding, could make people a little bit calmer. I think lots of people have smartphone devices. I hope almost everyone does. But certainly there's some folks out there that don't or don't know how to use them or don't have push notifications set up. So they'll probably be in the dark a little bit. But it's certainly better than the old school process of just making an announcement and hoping people hear it.
Brian, one of the other stories you've written is about WOW Airlines. I know we've talked about them in the past year, but this WOW used to be the disruptor and the sort of the new guy on the block. You write they're ready for a reinvention now. What are you talking about?
Well, people who have flown WOW Air know that it's a discount airline. Spirit or Frontier in the United States. It's just they basically fly people from the United States to Iceland, either to go on vacation or more likely what you would do is you would stop in Iceland and you would fly on to Europe. So you might fly from Baltimore to Iceland to London. You would get a really amazing deal, maybe $400 or $500 round trip. You would pay extra fees for everything, including baggage and onboard sodas. But I think people have noticed in the past year or two, established airlines like United, American, Delta, and their overseas joint venture partners have become much more aggressive in matching prices from ultra-low-cost carriers. So now somebody in Cleveland or Baltimore is looking on Google Flights, and they see that this airline they've never heard of, WOW Air, is $500. Maybe back in the day they would book it. But then they notice, oh, American or Delta is only $550. So why don't I fly them? That puts an airline like WOW Air in a very tough situation, and that's why they need to reinvent themselves. One interesting thing that WOW Air is doing is they're going to start flying to India, and so it's going to be possible to, say, fly from Baltimore to Iceland onto Delhi, and that is not as a competitive market as the U.S. to Europe, and people could score some pretty impressive deals from the U.S. to India now if they stop in Iceland.
WOW is a private company, and so we don't get a lot of information about their finances. I bet it's hard for you and other reporters to kind of figure out what's going on from a financial point of view, isn't it?
It is. And in fact, I spoke with WOW CEO, I think, 2 weeks ago in London, and he told me something very interesting. He said, I am funding the airport, I'm funding the airline from my back left pocket. There are basically few, if any, airlines where the entrepreneur who started it is still funding the airline 6 years down the line. This guy wants to have an IPO. He might be successful. It might be a risky investment for investors. But who knows? Yeah, and we just don't know much about the finances. We know a little bit. We know the airline is probably losing money. But beyond that, it's unclear.
Brian, good stuff. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Brian Summers is aviation business editor for Skift.com. That's at Skift on Twitter. And you can follow Brian, too, at Brian Summers. Make sure you sign up for the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report as well at Skift.com/airline. Brian with us via Skype this morning from Los Angeles.